Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Adcock Ingram Interim Results. All participants will be in listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity to ask questions later during the conference. If you should need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero. Please note that this call is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Andy Hall, the CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Irene, for that introduction. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our interim results call for the six months ended 31 December. Now, we appreciate you taking the time to show interest in our company. I'm gonna take you through an overview of what we consider here to be a good financial performance. These results attributed to our diverse and affordable portfolio of products, some really well-executed sales and marketing strategies in the period, and a continued focus on external and internal customer service deliveries from our employees. The healthy financial and operational performance, as you know, was delivered against a backdrop of tough economic conditions, disruptions to our operations, as well as our customers due to utility supply challenges, some currency devaluation, and also high fuel prices. When I'm finished with my overview, I'll hand over to Dorette Neethling, our CFO, and Dorette will take you through a detailed overview of the financials, and you'll be able to ask questions at the end of the session. Looking at the income statement overall, for the period under review, we had turnover increase of 8%. That was made up of a mixed benefit of 4% with price realization of 4%. Organic volumes declined marginally in the business. We had good growth of core brands in our OTC and prescription business, but that growth was offset by the normalization of demand for Panado and lower ARV tender sales. As you will recall, we weren't a big participant in the tender that started in July 2022. The gross margin ended relatively stable at 35%, and this was mainly thanks to a favorable sales mix. We did manage to put price increases through in our consumer and OTC business units on the non-SEP regulated products. Those two factors mitigated the cost impact arising from the weaker exchange rate and the significant cost push that we've seen from suppliers in the period. Operating expenses were well controlled and only increased by 4%, so we got a 15% improvement in trading profit to 623 million rand. Just a couple of regulatory issues. As you know, as a pharma company, we operate within a complex and highly regulated environment. The quantum of the single exit price adjustment that is awarded by the National Department of Health determines to a large extent the pressure on our margins, particularly with the rising cost of raw materials and packaging, transport, utilities, and wages. This year, we've been awarded a 3.28% adjustment, which is significantly below our current input inflation and also below the consumer pricing index for the last 12 months. This will lead to inevitable margin pressure on our price-regulated basket of products. And just to give you a sense, about 56% of our revenue in the last period was SEP-related. The Pharmaceutical Task Group has engaged with the Pricing Committee as well as the Department of Health on the reasons for this increase being significantly below inflation, and we are waiting for them to revert to us on the concerns raised by the PTG. On the codeine issue in July 2022, SAHPRA requested supporting clinical data to substantiate the safety and efficacy of codeine in the population younger than 12 years. We completed our submissions to SAHPRA in September of 2022, and we've had no further feedback from SAHPRA on the review of the scheduling status of codeine-containing medicines since. Just having a quick look at the business division highlights, starting with our consumer division. That division competes in healthcare, personal care, and home care segments of the market, with a portfolio that includes products in analgesia, dermatology, energy, sun care,